White, Santa Rosa, California, April 22, 1874. Dear son Willie, we received your letters in due time and should have written you before this. I have written these 8 pages mostly upon the cars while stopping a few moments and while in motion. Hope you will be able to read the scribbling. When we got home to Santa Rosa from Petaluma, we found our brethren of good courage. As soon as we telegraphed we were to return to Michigan, a burden rolled upon me to write out my testimony for Brother Hewitt. I did so. Sabbath I attended meeting and spoke to the people. Elder Hubbard, formerly of Adams Center, was present. He said he was well acquainted with the Salisburys. Said he spoke in our church at Battle Creek at one time. Hubbard is, we think, deranged. He is on his way to Europe. Grant has been hitching up with him. I had great freedom in speaking upon the law of God, defining what is sin, the transgression of the law. Sabbath afternoon, I read to Brother Hewitt at his house the testimony I had for him. He did not oppose me. We then had an interview with the brethren in Santa Rosa and talked with them plainly. We told them we wished to know what they were going to do, die out or go to work like living men. We appointed a meeting for the church Monday night and called the members from the country and city together. Grant had an appointment at the same time in a hall. The notice was given Elder Grant, the eminent divine, will lecture, etc. This notice was placed in the post office, in the paw of a stuffed wildcat, an appropriate place. Our brethren generally came out. At Brother Hewitt's request, I read them my testimony. There were 30 pages of letter paper. I read slowly and solemnly. In the providence of God, Brother Judson and several others came unexpectedly and were at the meeting. Brother Hewitt made a confession and received the testimony well. He did better than any had expected. We hope for him. I gave a most solemn appeal to Magoon and Brother Dratt and some others. We felt that the time had come to speak plainly to our brethren in California. We have borne a straight testimony at San Francisco. We must see things move here before we leave. While gone to San Francisco, Grant had our brethren and sisters meet at Brother Bowles to have a Bible class. He then thought to criticize our brethren. Our brethren were too much for him. They tangled him up and then saw his dodges, his quibbles, his dishonest evasions, and they state decidedly that he is a dishonest man, and they have no confidence in his sincerity. Grant found he had more firmness to meet and more intelligent, understanding minds in regard to scriptures than he had anticipated. Grant is not doing anything here. Many are out with him now who were his friends heretofore. I think if we had not been on the ground to meet Grant's influence, he might have done a bad job for our people here. But we have met him at every point. This extra he will have to meet, and what he will do with it, we cannot imagine. There are times here when we must work, we must act like living men and women. An important meeting is to be held in Bloomfield next Sabbath. From this, our ministers will go to work with tents. We hope, Willie, you will be of good courage in the Lord. Do not neglect physical exercise. Practice gymnastic exercise. The muscles expand the chest. But above everything else, grow strong in God and labor to become an intelligent Christian, that you may give to others the reason of our hope. Grow in grace daily and in the knowledge of the truth. In love, Mother.